In this podcast, we are going to talk about an important issue which is being discussed in our society. Who should be vaccinated? Coronaviruses are causing continuous outbreaks around the world for last 1 year almost. They are RNA viruses, which are known to provide a long-term immunity once a person is infected. Therefore, many companies around the world have developed very quickly a vaccine. There are different kinds of vaccines being approved and manufactured. In Europe and USA, mRNA vaccines are developed and manufactured. In UK, they have developed adenovirus-based vaccines. These vaccines are using spike protein from coronaviruses of recent outbreaks as immunogen. Now, the question is being discussed in the society. Who should be vaccinated? A good vaccine will produce memory cells in our body to generate a long-term immunity. There is an urgent need to vaccine the right persons to create a ring of immunity so that viruses cannot spread anymore. One of important issue here is that one should vaccinate those who are not exposed to coronaviruses. It means that people who has already infected or experienced an infection should not be vaccinated immediately as they are recovered and already immune to the infection. It means that they are vaccinated through nature, as the countries are conducting huge number of tests. Hence, we carry a lot of data about such infected persons, but the problem arises with the persons who get infected without symptoms, as we have no record about these people. Therefore, my laboratory, GeneCam Biotechnology AG from Germany, has developed an innovative test which can differentiate between the previous infected and non-infected persons. This work is developed on basis of my research work done in German institutes. To conduct such a test, there is need of a blood sample. The method involves isolation of cells, which will be analyzed for different parameters. For example, secretion of different proteins. These can indicate whether a person is previously exposed to coronaviruses or not. This can save a lot of money and time, as this can help the health authorities to vaccinate the persons who are really in need of the vaccine, as they are not exposed to this virus. The coronaviruses can harm them if they are being infected. There is a lot of cry going on that one must vaccinate the people very quickly. Through this method, the process of the vaccination can be accelerated, the cost of vaccination can be reduced, and number of outbreaks can be decreased. This method can help also to reduce the side effects of vaccines, as only persons in need are vaccinated, not the whole population. At present, the health authorities are vaccinating the whole population, and they know that these vaccines have also side effects. This test can reduce the cost on health system. Another important issue is that nobody knows the long-term side effects of these modern vaccines. In this way, side effects in the population can be reduced. One of the biggest side effects in elderly persons above 90 years are being seen that there are a number of deaths reported in Norway, Germany, New York, and Israel as people are blindly vaccinated. It is found that these persons were positive for coronaviruses before they got vaccinated. The reason for such sad incidents may be that overburden of immune system of already infected elderly person through vaccine is leading to failure of vital functions. Such incidents would have been avoided through our test. After knowing about persons in need of vaccination, one can make a priority list. For example, healthcare workers and persons above 70 years should be vaccinated first. We need to add this scientific advancement during the discussion who should be vaccinated. Outbreak of coronaviruses from 2003 is telling us that coronaviruses give a long-term immunity, and outbreak from 2020 in China is also indicating that there should be long-term good immunity against Wuhan strain 2. Therefore, it is highly likely that we are going to see rapid reduction in the new cases, and in summer, they will go down very quickly.